In our previous year, we began a discussion about workers having the right to strike. And we essentially said that they do with certain conditions. In our share today, we begin our discussion of the shaila of doctors. Are they allowed to strike? So, of course, we remember the Gemara Masechta Baba Kama Daf Pei Hei Amud Aleph, where the Gemara tells us, Asiya the Magen B'Magen Magen Shatriya, which we explain to mean that if a doctor doesn't charge for his services, his services really aren't valuable. And therefore, it's quite clear that Chazal obligated us to pay a doctor for his services. And as the Rosh over there in Masechta Baba Kama explained, if you don't pay the doctor, ein libay u'machshavtoy medagdekim b'ketzayr chachoyla, the doctor won't give the patient the proper attention, since he knows he will not be receiving any remuneration for these services. So certainly we see from here it is only appropriate to pay a doctor for his services. However, a doctor, on the other hand, is not a regular employee, because we know when it comes to pikuach nefesh, everyone has to do whatever it takes to save a Jew's life. And therefore, a doctor saying, well, I'm not going to take care of this patient because I'm not getting paid adequately is certainly not permissible. The question that comes up, that let's say a doctor is a doctor who is not dealing with life-threatening situations. What will be the halacha then? Will they have a right to strike? So, Rav Zilberstein, in his Sefer Chashukei Chemed, says that although our Gemara, as we've discussed extensively in our Shiurim, gives employees certain very strong rights, and as we've discussed in our Shiurim, a worker could walk off the job in the middle of the day, that isn't the same by a doctor. And he gives a number of explanations. Al Gemara says the reason a worker is allowed to walk out in the middle of the day is because if he wouldn't be allowed to do so, he would be considered an Eved Lavodim. A doctor is never considered an Eved Lavodim. A doctor is considered an Eved Hashem who's healing Hashem's people. Moreover, the Paiskim suggest that the heterim that we've allowed for a worker to walk out in the middle of the day, etc., don't apply where it's a Dover Ovid. That if the worker will walk out, the employer will have irreversible loss. Here, even if it's not a life-threatening situation, Baruch Hashem, it certainly represents a difficult situation for the patient who needs a doctor, and therefore it's considered a Dover Ovid. Moreover, there's a Tosefta. Tosefta says, Mi shahoy balan l'rabim, somebody who takes care of bathhouse, Safa l'rabim, a barber, Nachton l'rabim, the town baker, Shulchani l'rabim, the town banker, Vein sham acher elohu, he is the only one in this position. Or v'giyah shas haregel and v'alkish leich l'toich beisoy. It's Yontif, he wants to take off. We could demand that he continue working unless someone else could be found. Why? Because we see here when there's a situation of Tzorech HaRabim, then the halachas are different. And here too, a doctor, even a doctor who's not treating patients in life-threatening situation, is considered a Tzorech HaRabim. Another reason. The truth of the matter is, he points out, the halacha is that anyone that's oisik b'dvar mitzvah is not allowed to get paid for his services. The only payment he's allowed to receive is schar b'teila, for the time that he could have been doing something else during this time and he chose to do the dvar mitzvah. The halachas that we speak about workers and their rights, etc., does not applies to a worker who gets paid a salary, not a worker who's getting schar b'teila. Having said that, that doesn't mean, he says, that a doctor can never change his place of employment. If a doctor is going to still be a doctor, he just chooses to work in a different hospital, that would be certainly permissible. Moreover, he says, here the discussion is the doctor wants to get paid more and he wants to strike until he'll get paid more. But if a hospital is withholding the doctor's salary, there he suggests the halacha would be that he would be allowed to strike. The Tver Shlomo explains this, that we say in the Haggadah every year by Pesach at the beginning of the Seder. We say Hashata Avdei B'Shona Haba B'nei Chayrim doesn't necessarily mean that we're saying that this year we're Avodim and next year we are certain Mashiach was going to come. Rather, what we mean to say is Hashata Avdei. Now, unfortunately, we are in the category, as our Gemara has been discussing, of Avodim Lavodim. And we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that next year we be Zoicha, that we no longer be Avodim Lavodim, but rather we be Bnei Chayrim, we be Zoicha to be Avdei Hashem. And I saw a beautiful vart from the Panim Yofes. When Yaakov Avinu leaves the home of, when Yaakov Avinu leaves the home of Lavan, Lavan says to him, Vata holoch halachta, you left, you're anxious to get home. However, Lavan says to him, Lama ganasta alohoi. So, the Panim Yofes explains that we know there's a famous question, what was the status of the Ovis before Matan Torah? Were they considered Bnei Noach, or were they considered Bnei Yisrael? What's the nafkamina? Because as we're learning in our shiurim, a worker, a Jewish worker, could walk out, as we've been learning, in the middle of the day. A ben noyach doesn't have that halacha. But there's another nafkamina. Avodah zarah of a Jew can never become batal. A Jew can't be batal his avodah zarah. The avodah zarah of an akum can become bottle. So that's what Lavan was saying to Yaakov Avinu. Atahala chalachta, you walked out in the middle of the job. And why may you walk out in the middle of the job? Because you consider yourself a Bal Yisrael. And a Bal Yisrael is allowed to walk out in the middle of the job. But if that's the case, says Lavan to Yaakov, why did you steal the Avodah Zarah? You're a Jew, And a Jew never has the ability to be mevatel avodah zarah. So what did you accomplish by stealing that avodah zarah? The Ben Ishchai, the Ben Yoyoda, explains that when the Gemara says here, Kali b'nei Yisrael avodai, avodai heim, v'loi avodim la'avodim, what he meant to say was that even if a Jew will become an Eved to someone else, he'll never have the shame Eved. Because he first is an Eved Hashem and always remains an Eved Hashem. And that's what the Meshech Chochem explains was the dialogue between Yosef and his brothers after Yaakov Avinu was Nifter. Yosef's brothers send a message to him. Sona lepesha avde elokei avicha. Please forgive the sins of we who are the avodim. And they come and they tell him, Hinanilchal avodim. We're prepared to be avodim to you. We recognize the terrible sin that we did to you by selling you. So what does Yosef HaTzadik respond? Yosef HaTzadik responds, Hasachas Elokim Oni. You can't be my avodim. You're Avdei Hashem. And once you're Avdei Hashem, you can never be my avodim. And that explains the Meshech Chochma, is what Yosef's, what the brothers meant when they said to Yaakov before he was Nifter, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. What Yosef's brothers meant to announce at that point is that we will always be Avdei Hashem. And since we will always be Avdei Hashem, we can never become Avodim of anyone else. Says Rav Chaskel Levinstein in his Sefer Or Yecheskel. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, B'tziyachas ha'am hazeh mimitzrayim, tavnus elokim al har hazeh. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe Rabbeinu was that until now they were avodim of Paroi. But what happens as they leave Mitzrayim, what happens as they are mekabel the Torah on Har Sinai, Tavnas Elokim, they become Avdei Hashem. And once they become Avdei Hashem, then they can never, once they become Avdei Hashem, they can never be avodim anymore to anyone else. And that's why he explains what we do on Rosh Hashanah is we say Shetamlichuni Aleichem. We say Malchus, and we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech and we are his Avodim. That recognition that we are Avdei Hashem is the key to our success. And I was thinking perhaps that's why many Mepharshim asked the question, why is Rosh Hashanah before Yom Kippur? Wouldn't it make sense that Yom Kippur should come first and we should be cleansed on Yom Kippur and then we should come to Rosh Hashanah and Be'ezra Hashem Yisbarach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should decree for us a wonderful good year? The answer is, in order for a Jew to have a wonderful good year, in order for a Jew to have that, to come to that madrega, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should be mechaper all of his aveiros, the first thing he needs to be is an Eved Hashem. Avodai haim v'lai avodim la'avodim. When a person comes to that madrega, that is avodai haim v'lai avodim la'avodim, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu can and will inscribe him for a wonderful good year. And taking this concept one step further to the next yontif after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Meshech Chochma points out, the Pasuk says, in Parshas Emor, L'man yedu d'risechem,
Besukkos Hashavtis Bnei Yisrael Be'etzeis Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim Ani Hashem Elokeichem.
And the Mishnah Chacham makes an observation. That is the that parasha, Parashas Emor, is the parasha of Yom Tovim, but none of the other Yom Tovim does the parasha mention Yitzias Mitzrayim, except this Yontif. Why? So he explains that what makes Sukkos special is that the person goes into the sukkah completely. He completely enters the sukkah. He completely enters the sukkah without any mechitza, without anything else. Himself, his entire being, and he spends his entire time in the sukkah. He spends his entire time in the sukkah eating, sleeping, drinking. Everything has to be conducted in the sukkah. Why? Because the definition of a real Eved is an individual who's completely subservient to the master. Sukkos is the time when we recognize that. Sukkos is the yontif that represents that. And therefore, the entire purpose, as we mentioned a moment ago, of us leaving Mitzrayim was Kiliya B'nai Yisrael Avadim, that we should become Avdei Hashem. And the definition of an Eved is one who's completely subservient to his master. No other yontif represents that better than Sukkos. And that's why Sukkos is the yontif, says the Meshech Chochma, where the Pasuk chooses to mention Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim.